escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, you know, when you drive by those playgrounds, you look over and you think, that'd be kind of fun as an adult to go play on the playground.
I've not ever thought that. That's interesting.
Oh, I think that all the time because I actually loved when my kids were younger to take them to the playground. Sometimes you get on the swing. You got that feeling. Yeah.
Slide?
Yeah. Well, I didn't do the slide as much.
Really?
But I did the swing. It was a lot of fun. But did you see this 40-year-old man? He was rescued after getting stuck in a slide at a school playground. It was Northeast Elementary School in Connecticut, but the man was trapped in the tube slide for about 30 minutes or so.
How big was he?
He's an adult.
Well, I know.
But he wasn't like huge. I'm like, it was one of those tube slides. Like, I think you know if you can probably fit down the tube slide.
Well, didn't he also go down like a lawn chair, like he folded?
Oh, wow.
Wasn't that part of it that he was trying to go?
I didn't see that part. I just saw him getting him out.
It looked like he was trying to go like butt first.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so then he got stuck.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see that. I just saw the firefighters there pulling him out.
So I've got claustrophobia. There's no way I would risk that to begin with if I thought it was a tight fit. I'm not going to go, well, this may or may not work. I'm going to give it a try. I would be like, nope, not going down that.
Well, they freed the man within like 30 minutes. It was extremely uncomfortable, he said, and they had to feed some oxygen to him. Because
wow.
It was like the tubes, a whole round tube, like a water slide park. But that's not what it was. It wasn't water slide, but it was the full tube. And he said that the crew said they evaluated him. He refused treatment. Because I don't think he's probably embarrassed. Like,
well, what treatment would he need if he got out? He didn't get hurt. He just got stuck.
I'm probably evaluated because it was very hot in there and stuff. See if anything happened to him. My point being, like, you know, you see the videos of little kids when they have like a vase stuck in their hand and they go to the fire department. And it's like they get like butter or something very slippery and they put in. Did they do that for the slide? Just put some butter down there?
It would have just melted on the way down. You'd have been sitting there drinking it. Like, this ain't so bad.
I remember as a teenager, this is something we would do. And you might want to do it as well. But we would go to like the playgrounds, get on the merry-go-round. We would get it going so fast, like about, you know, 12 teenagers on a merry-go-round, holding on for dear life. First person to fall off would lose.
They don't even have those anymore.
Yeah.
They took them away from most playgrounds.
I haven't seen those spinny things.
I've got one at a family reunion we do in Tennessee. They still have one.
They're backwards. But but I haven't seen one in a while. I used to love those.
Yeah.
You run and jump on and just...
Yeah. As teenagers, too, it's like
fly off.
We're going really super fast.
Yeah.
And you see even videos on YouTube of little kids that They're like, you know, their feet's dangling off. Like, stop, Daddy, stop. But that was one of the first things. I kind of enjoyed that.
I liked it
when I was a teenager.
I just want to know, how did he get in this predicament? Because was it that thing, like, is he a creep? Does he need to be arrested? Or was he just like, watch this. No, no. Daddy's got this. Yeah. I used to do this all the time. And then he had to go creeping back to the kid and be like, so, buddy, if you could call the cops, I'm a little stuck.
Pretty sure it started with, hey, watch this.
Yeah.
Could be. I mean, I know. I had to crawl into the McDonald's playgrounds to get my kids a couple of times, especially when they're younger. And you're like, hey, it's time to go. It's time to go. They're stuck up there with a bunch of other kids. I mean, I've stuck my head in there. I had to get in the balls and, you know, stick my head up there. Saw my son on the landing, said, hey, it's time to go. Now, about 2 days later, I caught a cold. Because
I was going to say no, yeah. Nasty balls.
And those nasty balls got all, you know, no telling what's on them. I will say this, it's not like the McNugget sauce or the, you know, the Big Mac sauce.
Sweet and sour.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Why don't they have adult playgrounds? Well, because when I take the kids over to the airport next to the downtown airport.
Right.
Or any park, I feel bad getting on it. I'm like, other adults are looking at me, and I want to slide.
Yeah.
And I would know if I fit through a tube, but I would slide through it.
It's okay if you got kids. Like, you know, if you're a parent and you're swinging with your kid.
If you're just stopping by there on your way home from work.
And an adult, that's creepy.
It should be okay.
You're like, it's been a really long day, kid. Get off the slide. It's my turn.
Yeah. I can see why people don't think it's okay. But they do have adult parks like that. It just costs money. Like, you can go to water parks and do that sort of stuff.
I want to do that. I just want a dry playground and ball pit.
Okay. You don't want the ball pit.
I've never been in a ball pit.
Unless you're looking for a cold. Yeah. An adult ball pit.
I don't fully understand the excitement of the ball pit.
I don't either, really.
It's kind of boring, really, but kids love it.
Mm-hmm. Jumping in there. So, anyway, you might want to, I don't know how to help you out if you are a 40-year-old, you know, man and want to go down a slide.
Don't do it butt first.
Yeah. Well, why would you want to do it head first? How's that going to help?
Keep you from getting scrunched up in the slide.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, how would he, was he bent over like this?
I saw his feet coming out. I didn't see him start. Did they video that?
No, from what I read, they were saying that he went down basically folded like a lawn chair. So he was like face into thighs, and that's how he got stuck. Which would have made me panic 10 times worse.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, he's just an idiot, sounds like.
I think if you had to call the fire department to get you out of a park, you probably are an idiot.
I bet he lost that bet with the kid. Kid was like, I told you you'd get stuck.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
It appears that we are making ourselves dumber every single day. And there are four ways that Psychology Today says that we are doing this each and every day. And I think we could change some of them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm a little offended we didn't make the list of things that make people dumber every day. But the other things on the list are rather interesting. They say not treating your brain like it's a muscle makes you dumber every day.
Mm-hmm.
Your brain is not a muscle, but you can train it like one.
Yeah, I saw that. A guy said you brush your teeth with the opposite hand that you normally use. Because your brain is wired a certain way, and you do it the same way every day. And if you do that, it's got a different path, neural path.
That's unusual. It's not what they say here, but it might be, I don't know.
Yeah, just switch your hands this morning and see.
They're saying to train yourself to do something new. That it's easy to get into a rut,
mm-hmm.
but learning new things is what actually causes your brain to grow and get smarter.
I think it's the same thing. I mean, take your hand right now and start brushing, and you can tell, even if you do like with a fake, like an imaginary toothbrush, you're already not doing it correctly. Tori, I hope that's not the way that you brush your teeth. It's like you're putting on lipstick. It's
mine's
like,
electric, thank you very much.
Oh, you aren't moving as much.
I just go back and forth. But
I don't know if that'll make you smarter or not, but it'll make you definitely funny to watch.
Yeah, true.
When you brush your teeth, do you move your hand or your head?
Okay.
My hand.
A hand.
Yeah.
Okay, go home. Go move on.
Maybe you should try the other way, Kato.
I could do this.
Yeah.
Seems like a lot more work.
My head and my neck hurts, but
some people do move their head.
I feel like I get all the tea.
Okay, not getting enough sleep. Even just one night of bad sleep can make you dumber. You probably feel it when it happens, yep. But they've actually measured it by testing reaction times, memory, and judgment skills, and those go down when you don't get enough sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Who said that?
Psychology Today. I've noticed that sometimes you don't get enough sleep. You come the next day and you feel great. Mm-hmm. You're wired for sound and everything works. But eventually it does catch up with you. Mm-hmm. So there may be a little grace period before it gets you.
And then you get to work and coworkers want to just chat all morning long. I'm like, I am not awake.
We've noticed okay. You're grumpy today.
Shut up, Tom.
He has been grumpy.
Uh-huh. Shut up, Paul.
Did you get any sleep last night?
A little.
Okay. Well, the next one could be a factor, too. Drinking alcohol.
Okay.
You're not just dumber while you're drunk. Drinking too much and too often can affect the brain function long term.
Add that with no sleep.
Yeah.
Good morning.
And brushing your teeth with your head.
My neck is sore.
And then they said, finally, not having enough structure in your day. Our brains thrive on purpose and deadlines. Without them, we're less focused and less creative. And a study also found procrastinating too much can have measurable effects on brain function. So that is hurting me for sure. And our days don't have as much structure in them as a lot of people because we do have it. We come in here, we do our structured thing, but we end up with a lot of time during the day where we may be preparing for the next day's show, but it's not structured like an office job as much.
Well,
so,
I mean, we get some curveballs in here, too, with all the crazy Torture Tuesdays and crank calls that we're doing live. I'm like, what, did he just say that?
Based on this list, I'm an idiot.
Well, I guess maybe you can start doing what Hawk said and brushing with your left hand and see if that helps.
Oh, I brush with my left hand.
I didn't even need the list to feel that way, Cato.
Bless.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Well, Tom was teaching us some new words not long ago here on the show and educated us.
Well, they were new words being added to the dictionary.
Right, right. Well, I've got some new texting buzzwords I didn't even know existed. Maybe these have been out for a while. I have no idea. But, you know, when it comes to texting, I'm probably last to catch on because I don't like to spell. For example, they say instead of saying texting, it's rexting. Rexting is the result of texting while driving. You're going to have a wreck.
Oh.
Never heard that one.
You haven't heard that one?
Nope.
Okay. Flexing. So flexing is the art of bragging about one's physique or your workout routine, and you text it to your friends. And you might even send a picture of how you've lost some weight. So you are flexing at that point.
You're going to get blocked.
All right. Anorexting. Anorexting.
Throwing up.
No.
While texting.
No. A disorder in which individuals believe that their text messages are way too fat, so they start eliminating words to trim down their texts and not make them so long.
Huh.
I've had somebody call me out for that. They're like, wow, that text was long that you sent to the group. I'm like, I needed to explain everything.
He's saying the opposite. He's saying you're trimming them down because you think they're too long.
I need to start doing that.
Oh. Yeah, and Tom has some long ones too sometimes.
Oh, one right after another.
Okay.
What's that called?
I don't know. Cineplexting.
Texting during a movie.
There you go. Or reading text during a movie. You're cineplexting at that point. And intoxicating.
I did that yesterday.
Intoxitexting.
Intoxicating. It's texting while under the influence, obviously.
Yeah, as okay. I said.
Drunk texting, what did you say?
I did that yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Perplexing. When you're perplexing, you're sending random incoherent text.
I did that yesterday.
Is that following up the intoxitexting?
I think so.
Yeah.
Perplexing. Then you got neglexting.
You don't answer a text.
Yeah, you're ignoring the barrage of text that comes in on a daily basis.
Neglexting. I was going to say texting while eating chicken nuggets.
Oh, neglexting.
That's a good one, too. And send a picture of those as well.
Yes.
Then you got rednexting.
That's what my whole family does.
Yeah, no explanation needed for that one. It's like your redneck relatives are sending you all kinds of texts out there. And then this is one, it's not really exting with it, but what do you do when you text flirt, when it's text flirting?
It's sexting is what that one is.
They call it turting. Turting. You're flirting and texting at the same time.
Ooh, I don't like that
word. I don't either. It's like, I think that's more of like when your dog has an accident and you send a picture to, you know, who did this?
Or you're texting from the restroom.
Okay. They need to come up with another name for that one. Yeah. So I don't like that one at all. So those are some texting buzzwords. I don't know if they're going to catch on, but they're out there. Had no idea. I've been educated today.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, everybody's back to school, into a routine now, but I'm sure you had vacation time over the summer. And our group therapy this morning is going to be a lot of fun. I need to know the weird things or items that you take on vacation. Now, there's some people, and I don't think this is so weird, but some people take their pillows on vacation because it's going to, you know, get the crick in their neck if they don't have their normal pillows with them.
I find it weird, but go ahead.
Yeah.
It depends on where I'm going. Like, if I'm going to stay in a hotel, I'm probably not bringing my pillow. But if I'm staying at someone's house, I might bring my own pillow with me.
Yeah.
Just because I have one of those gel pillows that keeps it cooler. And if I don't, I'm flipping the pillow all night long trying to keep it cool.
I tell you what I do take, and I don't know if it's weird or not, but, like, I've got to have those sensitive wipes, you know? The sensitive wipes.
Oh, no. I take those everywhere.
What do you mean?
You know, for your backside. It's like some people don't have the sensitive wipes.
And what's a sensitive wipe?
The Charmin wipes, basically.
Baby
so you're
wipes.
Talking about toilet paper?
Basically.
Or wipes? Baby wipes.
Bus wipes.
The ones Hawk has here at the studio are made for babies.
They are.
They're not the flushable kind.
I don't think any of them technically are.
Well, some at least lie and say they are. These don't even pretend they're flushable.
But if I don't take those with me, I'll go buy some on vacation.
I think it's interesting that some of those come scented. Like, why do you need mint smell back there?
Well, it's kind of like bad breath. I'm like, you know, peppermint.
Who's getting that close to that area, though?
Well, sometimes you don't have to if you've had Mexican or something.
Oh, it's my like, God. Oh, really?
I smell peppermint.
I smell peppermint beans.
So I'll take that. So it must be weird. Some people take, like, Febreze or Glade with them because they're staying with friends.
For their butt?
You get a little poopery.
Yeah.
Isn't that what it's called?
For the, like, in the, because you're in close quarters with the bathroom in there.
Now, you're talking about driving. Now, driving, we take candles sometimes to, if we're rented a house.
Yeah.
We'll take candles and set up through the house.
Right.
I'm not going to fly with candles, but.
Okay.
The TSA won't let you.
Sometimes, like, people will take sheets and stuff with them.
I don't get that.
I don't get it either.
My sister does that.
Does she?
Every time we go to the lake, because we do like Airbnb and stuff, and she will bring her own sheets for her and all the kids.
Well, we went to the beach, and, you know, they supply the sheets in the house you rent. But, yeah, my friends, they bring their own. They put their own sheets on. I'm like, why?
I know.
You're just dirtying your own sheets. You got to wash now?
Well, it is a group therapy. We're getting a lot of calls this morning. What's the weirdest thing you take with you on vacation?
Well, my husband takes his binoculars everywhere we go.
Uh-huh.
We always get pulled over at TSA because they don't know what that is. So that's a mess. And then when we get there, he's always just like looking at the pool and looking at people and looking at the beach and everywhere we go. And
so is he looking at girls?
I don't think so. I think he's just sort of a general people watcher. I'm not worried about him.
Oh, okay.
Other ladies.
Well, it makes sense, though. Like, you're in a hotel. You're up way up high, maybe on the 9th floor. You got your binoculars out there.
Looking for a space on the beach.
There you go. You're on the beach. You got to get your spot all.
Y'all need a TSA pre-check pass. That'll get you through TSA faster.
Now, does he take them locally, too?
Yeah, he does. I mean, we go tailgate or anything. He's always got his binoculars on.
Okay. I'm a people watcher, but I don't have to go that far with it. I just kind of watch whoever's in range.
Yeah, Tom just needs his sunglasses, if you know what I mean.
That feels a little more discreet.
Right? Yeah.
All right. Well, that's definitely different.
Thanks for sharing your story this morning.
All right. Thank you.
So what's a weird thing you take on vacation with you?
So I don't like the hangers. They are usually like at hotels and stuff, so I bring my own.
You bring your own hangers. No wire hangers.
Oh, that's funny. You're packing. Are they plastic or wire?
The plastic ones.
Okay. And why do you bring your own hangers?
Because I don't like the ones in hotels, like with the clips on them.
Oh, yeah.
That leave like the little pokey things on a shirt, you know, kind of makes them look like they have nipples or something.
Oh, look, the shoulder nipples. It's like, you know.
Yeah, I don't want anyone getting the wrong idea here.
No, we understand.
That's funny, though, because you do have those little points at the top of your shoulder.
So irritating.
Yeah.
Yeah, like ruins the shirt, so I don't know.
That's true.
And you're at a business meeting or something, and someone's judging your, you know.
Nipples on your shoulder.
On your shoulder.
Are you cold out?
Yeah, that's weird, man, but it's good. Thanks for sharing your story this morning.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
So we're talking about the weirdest items you take on vacation. What's your story?
So when I go on vacation, I bring utensils, like spoons and forks, for me and my husband, and I keep them in my purse.
So is this in case they don't have some at the place you're going?
That's come up before, too, so it's nice to have, but it's more, I don't want to use utensils other people have used before.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah,
don't you trust that they cleaned them or anything?
No, not like I would clean them. That's true.
Now you got me wondering if I need to carry forks and spoons.
Oh, and it's the worst when you go into a restaurant and you got to scrape off that whatever it is, a piece of dried egg off your fork.
Well, if I'm eating eggs, it just has a little flavor. I look at it. I have a question. How do you get through TSA?
I check them.
You put them in your luggage, huh?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So, and I'm taking it when you're here locally, you take them in your purse when you go to a restaurant?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, a lot of people don't know this. You can check firearms in your luggage. You just have to tell them at the gate.
Really?
So now I can just see she must be up there like, I just want to let you know I have forks and spoons in my luggage. I want to register those.
Wow.
But you know, actually, our friend Mimi from Korea.
Yes.
When we were in Italy, we were traveling on a bus. She pulls out chopsticks out of her purse. And I'm like, what is she about to do? She takes this can, well, what looked about a little bitty octopus.
Yeah.
A little bitty, and she rolls that can back, starts eating it.
With her chopsticks?
With her chopsticks. Wow. I'm like, well, that's pretty convenient, although I was hungover, and the smell was like sardines. I had to sit on the other side of the bus.
Okay.
So it happens. Oh, people do carry it.
I got to say, you are weird.
That's not weird.
Okay. Honestly, thanks for being a part of the show this morning and sharing your weird item you take on vacation and locally.
Thank you.
All right. So we're talking about weirdest things you have to take on vacation this morning. What's your story?
Yeah, my wife insists that we take a toilet seat with us whenever, only like, you know, if we're road tripping, not when we're flying.
Right.
But we take the toilet seat with us and, of course, a screwdriver so that I can switch out the
Surely there's an easier way to do that, like a toilet cover or something. You get one of those fuzzy covers. Wow. You are a champion husband.
Yeah.
It's one of those peculiar things that she just insists on.
Is she that picky about other stuff at home, germy things?
No, not in our own house, but on the road, yeah, she is.
I would actually like to see you fly with it. I'd love to be in an airport. Yeah. Somebody coming with a toilet seat going through TSA.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? You could actually use those sleep pillows you get on the plane and just get an extra large one and put it on the toilet seat.
They do make those cushiony ones, you know, plastic cushiony ones.
Yeah.
And I'm just in awe of your husbandship. That is happy That's wife, noble. Happy life taken to the nth degree.
But I'll be honest, I hate using the public toilet. If I could bring my own,
yeah,
that would just be nice.
Yeah, it's the removing the old one that's not fun. I know. Fun.
Well, he's got to do that nasty job for her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm sure that the maid service loves you.
I can only imagine what's under the seats you take off.
All right. Well, let's move on. Thanks for sharing that weird story with us.
Of course, yeah. Have a good one, guys.
All right. Weirdest thing you take on vacation with you. That's our group therapy this morning.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.